Now we're going to talk about good ideas, and specifically ideas on how to save energy. And this is all part of the SEAI, Sustainable Energy Association of Ireland, and a competition they run for transition year students who are studying social environmental studies, asking them how they would come up with ideas to save energy. Several groups across the country entered the competition, and there were various companies that have been essentially chosen to be in the top 50 in the country, and they must now actually take their idea and make it real. One of those has come from Donegal. They have come, we have in studio with us, we have Ciara Stewart, Alana Ash, we have Millie Westbury, and we have Judy Ralston Mooney, and their teacher Paula McBride, and they have all successfully taken part in the competition from the Royal and Prior. And we're going to begin by talking to Ciara. Ciara, good morning.
Good morning.
Ciara, tell us about the idea you had, Don't Be Late, Insulate. Something that you really have put forward as a way of saving energy, and something that has been chosen by SEAI as one of the things it's going to push forward. Tell us about the idea.
Well, yes. So at the beginning of the year, our whole class had to pick a topic that we had to just like to discuss. And our project, or our idea, was Don't Be Late, Insulate. So that started to encourage people to insulate their home properly, which in return will save energy and save money and reduce CO2 emissions.
In terms of the message, the insulate message is one that's been there for quite a while. Do you have any innovative ways of getting people to do it, any innovative ideas in terms of persuading people to act?
Well, we would like to encourage people, like in simple ways, like even closing their curtains at night or installing a lagging jacket into their boiler. Just simple ways so that everybody can get involved.
And that's Alana. Billy, in terms of the idea, tell us how you worked as a team to get together to get the submission to make.
We kind of joined together as a group, and we came up with the idea together, and then we went and did our research, and we contacted a local insulator, McTaggart Insulation, and we went out and did some field research, and we went to a field study, and we saw a house that was being retrofitted with insulation, and we kind of just worked from there and went on to do other things like promoting our Facebook page and things like that.
And Judy, that team dynamic was important, because individuals can have good ideas, but when they all come together as a team, it just gives it a whole new focus.
Yeah, we had to do a PowerPoint to get through, so in that we all had to speak in different parts, and we had to do loads of research to get facts on how much energy you can save when you insulate your home, and how when you insulate your home properly, you won't have to pay for as many fossil fuels to heat it. So, like, if you put a lagging jacket in your boiler, it will pay for itself in 2 to 3 months.
Paula McBride is the teacher who's overseeing this. Paula, it must be a source of pride to you as a teacher to know that your students are coming up with ideas like this, that they're putting what they're learning into practice, and they're having this success nationally.
Oh, definitely. The girls have really outshone what we thought they could do, and they've pushed themselves beyond. Here they are in their Easter holidays, coming in with ideas a day again for their competition and what posters they're going to do. They really give it their all and passionate about saving the environment.
Ciara, you now are in the top 20 in the country in terms of this competition. You've now got to go to the national finals in Dublin. And what you've got to do now in Dublin is show that you've successfully launched a media campaign, you've successfully pushed this idea, and you have made real inroads in persuading people. Are you happy with the progress you're making in that regard?
Yes, definitely. I think like our Facebook page is growing every day with new likes, and just everyone seems to like be behind us. And yeah, definitely.
And Anna, in terms of that sort of trip to Dublin, is it daunting, the idea that you are going to have to travel down and just make that final pitch now for the school and for the project?
Oh, definitely. It's the school's first time entering this competition, and we have to present a 4-minute pitch. So we each have to speak for 1 minute about our PowerPoint, and we have to create a display board and posters to go along with it.
But Judy, it is clear that you do have something special. The fact that you've made that top 20 does show that you have got something that has impressed the judges up to now, and that's something you can really take forward in Dublin.
Yeah.
We've all worked together especially very well, so we're hoping that for this final that we'll work even harder and that we will get, that we will hopefully win.
Many, you have been getting help from various people, not least of which a certain Danny O'Carroll.
Yeah, he came into the school and did a video with us, which got over 5,000 views on our Facebook page. And that's probably our most successful video. And we'd like to thank him for it very much.
So this is the Royal and Prior. It's the Social Environmental Studies class in transition year at the moment. This is the SEAI One Good Idea competition. And the final is in Dublin. Girls, all I can say is all the best in Dublin, all the best with the campaign. Obviously, in order to give yourselves that final push, you would like to get the likes up on the Facebook page, you'd like to get more profile, and anyone who's listening, make your pitch. I mean, you know, we can start boosting those Facebook likes right now.
Yeah, we would like to say thank you very much to everybody who's supported us so far, and happy birthday to Kira today.
Oh, happy birthday, Kira.
Thank you.
So what are the details of the Facebook page? I'm sure a lot of listeners would be interested in getting in there, and please give it a like while you're there, because you'll be helping the Royal and Prior just get one step closer to that final victory, hopefully, in Dublin.
So yeah, check us out on Facebook. So it's Don't Be Late, Insulate, and yeah, you can see our Facebook page there with all our recent posts and even our video with Danny O'Carroll.
And Paula, finally, from the school's point of view, an issue of pride for the school, particularly this is the first time the school has entered, and to actually make top 20 in the country for the first time, obviously it must be a source of great pride for the Royal and Prior.
Oh, definitely, it's a great achievement for the school, it's a great achievement for the girls, and we just hope they go all the way.
Absolutely, and so see all of us. So we will wish Kira and Alana and Millie and Judy all the very best, and Paula as well, of course, as the supervising teacher. But it does have to be said, it's the girls that's doing all the work. The teacher is just she's just sitting there taking all the accolades and enjoying it. It's the girls who are doing all the work. We all know that. Girls, congratulations on the success so far, and we look forward to and the final message really would be to people, you know what the girls saying, the reason they're being so successful is it makes sense. Do go out and do insulate, and when you insulate, you save energy and you save money, and we all win. So girls, thank you very much indeed, and all the best in Dublin.
Thank you.